the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Good morning, Local 304, and as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Short podcast this morning. Let's get started with some of the nonsense as far as Ken Hodge being accused by your current local president of signing MOUs to reduce mail handler jobs. Nothing could be further from the truth, of course. And as a suspended president, what MOU could I possibly sign? I mean, I think that the Macklemore camp, and that's what I call it, the camp, those little folks, the usual suspects coming out of Dayton, Ohio, just fabricate stories and put them out there, hoping no one will fact find them. And if one person in that group tells the story, then the other three lock onto it as if it was gospel, man. Listen, sometimes I do enjoy a little verbal banter with you on Facebook, but your base is just all wrong. You continually try to make it seem as though I've got an issue with Dayton office. My name is Ken Hodge, and I am a candidate for local president. Okay, let me say that again, because my name is Kenneth Hodge, and I'm a candidate for local president. Again, if you like your current president, I like him, vote for him, support him. But you guys are getting like just kind of different, real extra with the I'm a coward because I wouldn't go to a trial. Come on, for real? Is that where we are right now? But it's okay, because after the votes are counted, we can put all this behind us, and we can keep moving. But when you continually want to praise your local president and follow it up with how great your office is, I can only say to you that if your office is as good as you say it is, and I do see the large grievance settlements, why isn't that transferred to every other branch in the local? I'm just saying, if I'm the president and I have any branch in my local doing something spectacular or above everyone else, well, I'm going to go visit, see what the best practices are there, and spread them throughout my local. Not just allow one office to share in that success. I mean, but that's just me as a president. Maybe I don't have enough experience. Maybe with 30 years of experience, it will teach me that when one of my offices are doing good, especially it's one of my personal offices, I won't share that because I need that office to look better than others. But I should be a lot more understanding with that group out of Dayton, because that's the only leadership you know. You came in under the current president. You now have the current president's wife. So you only know one style or one type of leadership. So, okay, but let me tell you, you are about to experience a new level type of representation for our members, a different level of commitment. Now, and again, I'm speaking to the usual suspects right now. I know it's going to be hard for you to understand that anyone else can have a commitment and a sincere desire to lead Local 304. But I guarantee you, once you get outside your feelings and stop being upset that I defeated your local president in this election and you commit yourself back to union business, we're going to be just fine. And I'm going to take about 3 minutes and address Brother Lawrence, who jumped on today. Yes, Brother Lawrence, I was in management for over 25 years. For the past 13 years, I've been a mail handler. I have held positions as high as level 26, but my commitment for the past 13 years, once I got back from active duty military, is to the mail handler craft. Now, all I say to members is I'm taking that wealth of knowledge and bringing it to the craft, and that's going to put us so much further ahead than we would have been. I am a team builder, military and civilian and postal. But if you listen to the rhetoric on that page or from the group I like to refer to as the usual suspects, you wouldn't get that. I blog on Blog Talk Radio, Hodge to Hodge. I do a postal podcast. Please listen to some of the episodes if you really are interested in what it is I'm bringing to the table. The charges that I have on me, real quick, I'm not going to redo this whole show over, but I wanted to address Brother Larry Lawrence because he asked me. Number one, I've got charges pending on me from my Tour 1 chief student in Columbus, Ohio. He failed to represent a mail handler. The mail handler was fired. His grievance was at step three. That mail handler was on the street for about 3 months, and through the EEO process, I returned that mail handler back to work. The local president and the Tour 1 chief steward got together and conjured up the story that I held a step three grievance, which is outside of my role of suspension. So that's one set of charges that I have pending. Second set of charges comes from the local president's wife. Apparently, because her mail handlers came on my podcast and told of situations in Dayton, and I gave him airtime, they look at me as I'm some kind of a monster. I don't go to Dayton. I've never even been in Dayton post office. But I do know that if there are mail handlers anywhere, Dayton, Ohio, West Virginia, it doesn't matter, who wants to air their accolades or their frustration with their union or the post office, more than likely, I'm going to provide them a platform to do that right up until I get elected local president. So I've got my Tour 1 chief steward has charters on me because I brought a mail handler back to work. Did you hear what I said? I brought him back to work. I got the president's wife charters on me because one of her mail handlers told a story of how their union didn't protect him in that office, and she got mad at me for letting him air the story. Then we have another one of the Dayton stewards filing charters on me, alleging because I made a statement that when the RI-399 settlement is done, all that money is not leaving headquarters. All that money did not leave headquarters, but what the steward out of Dayton did was she said that I tried to allege or accuse the national president of some kind of criminal act with stealing money. So those are the three set of charges that the executive board, the executive trial board, found me guilty of. And again, this is why you hear so many harsh comments from me to the local headquarter element. I hope that answered your question, Brother Lawrence. And to swing it right back around to Columbus, Ohio, it has been brought to my attention through conversation that apparently I hate to even refer to them as group leaders, but the group leader bids that was created for AGVs. Well, let's just say one of the managers, and I don't want to say his name, but we'll just say, we'll use the initial SH as in shit happens, happened to touch one of the robots and mess up the programming on it. And when the group leader went to get the program the next day, the robot kind of took off. Now, it was a little humorous because I'd have to ask, would that be considered a 1.6 violation, supervisor doing mail handler work? Because, again, the AGVs do belong to the mail handler, and if the supervisor is tampering with it, it might be something that, well, it'll be something that I'll look at when I get in office. But more importantly, the AGV did get away. I mean, it didn't run away, but it didn't go on the path that the group leader thought it was going to go on, thereby raising maybe some safety issues that Columbus might want to look at. Hey, listen, my name's Ken Hodge. I'm going to be in your ear every morning trying to convince you and trying to demonstrate to you that I am the person to lead this local. Vote Ken Hodge, local president. Vote William Kirkland, vice president. And let's vote Nicole Shirley for recording secretary. Let's get away from what they consider proven leadership and let's carve out or create a new path of success.
I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way.
Let's be mindful of the instructions and don't confuse having a ballot postmark with ballots must be received. Again, let's make sure we grab that ballot, open it up, check wherever you see Kenneth Hodge, William Kirkland, or Nicole Shirley, and check, and let's bring a new headquarter element into the into play, one that's going to be for the people, by the people, and one that is definitely going to represent. But it's important that your ballot reaches the judge on time, so let's get those ballots out today, tomorrow, and get them mailed, because we are going to reset the standard in Local 304, and we're going to do it our way. Vote Ken Hodge, William Kirkland, Nicole Shirley.